Mr. Bob, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us.
Well, thank you very much. Happy to have this conversation with you this morning.
Well, tell me about your experience yesterday. What did you talk about? What did you learn?
Well, I was very pleased to accept the invitation to appear before the joint committees to tell the Detroit Public School story, but most importantly, to familiarize them with legislation that we will be proposing. We do not currently have a bill before them, but legislation that would give the insurance company Assured, which insured the 2005 bond program for the Detroit Public Schools, the comfort that the school district would not file bankruptcy while we're in the throes of paying off the principal and interest on that bond. We have no desire to file any Chapter 9 bankruptcy, but this company wants that assurance from the state legislature. And if we do not get that assurance by April 1st, then the payments of $22 million per year that we're spending on this particular bond will double, and therefore we'll have a payment of, rather than $22 million, $39 million in June, which has a major impact on our cash flow for the district, for the school district. And so we need to come back to Lansing once a bill has been drafted and work with individual members of the legislature so that we can move this process forward.
In the early portion of this process, do you believe that you will get the funding you need?
Yes. We're not asking Lansing to give us any funding. This would not cost the state one dime, but it gives us an opportunity to go to the market where we're seeking $219 million approximately so that we can make payroll and pay our vendors from March through August of this year.
As someone who's from the area around Detroit, I'm from Mount Clemens. Much of my life has seen that school district dysfunctional, especially the school board. And in following the story since your tenure there, it seems like every time you try to make a move, someone is kind of getting in the way. There's always been a challenge to get information disclosed, to get things changed. When is that culture ever going to change?
Oh, man, that is a terrific question because, you know, we've had 10 years of deficit spending except for two when this district had in 2000 a positive fund balance and then when we borrowed money in 2005. But the school district is an extraordinarily heavy lift. Each time major changes are being made, to improve the school district, we get hit with a lawsuit from one faction, one place or another, be it members of the school board, be it members of our teachers' union, or be it members of our various union groups. And, you know, there's a very active group in the city of Detroit, particularly around the school district, where the status quo is being preserved even after the status quo has lost its status. And so it's a very, very heavy and challenging lift. But you know what? Every day we're in the fight and, you know, we're going to be there no matter what.
What would you say to listeners of this program and to legislators in Lansing about what is perceived as helping Detroit's school district too much, giving too much money, giving too much time, giving too much effort? Why is the success of the Detroit Public Schools important for the success of the state?
Well, Detroit Public Schools is the largest school district in the state. Of course, the city of Detroit is the largest municipality in the state. When there is a tremendous spotlight on the state of Michigan, that spotlight, you know, centers on the city of Detroit, and therefore what happens in Detroit is vital, in my opinion, to the to the success of the state. The school district, we should not. We need some assistance, but at the end of the day, I think much of the assistance that we'll need from Lansing going forward will be legislative assistance as opposed to direct Lansing appropriation of funding. I mean, the state has its own budget challenges, which are very real. And, of course, we all have our fingers crossed waiting for the governor to release his budget, I believe next week or shortly. And so we have to be part of the solution to the state. We in Detroit, particularly Detroit Public Schools, we have to be part of the solution. We can no longer be part of the problem, both, real and perceived.
We have two more questions for Robert Bob, who's Detroit's emergency financial manager. Mr. Bob, number one, do you think that you're seeking too much power with the school district? You're the emergency financial manager. You were seeking to have control of the education process, too. That was blocked in the courts. Are you seeking too much power? Why was it important in your mind to be able to control the education process also?
Yeah, to me, I've been president of a school board, Washington, D.C., as well as president of State Board of Education and a former elected official. So I know a lot about schools and municipalities. And the finances of a school district are inextricably tied to the academics. I mean, it's like saying to the CEO of Chrysler, you can turn around a company, but, you have no relationship. Nothing to do with the quality of the products or the sale of the cars or the types of products that are being manufactured. And so to me, it's directly tied. It's directly linked. I mean, I cannot think of a situation in a school district wherein there is not a financial impact, even if it means addressing the dropout rate or acquisition of books and materials and supplies or putting in new mathematics and science programs. All of those things are tied to the academics, to the financial operations of a school district. And so the two are tied together. They're linked. We're hoping that that there's some change in Public Act 72. Obviously, there's a lot of conversation at the legislature, within the legislature surrounding that. But there is a need for clarification. If one is going to be a state-appointed receiver, that whether it's an individual or a corporation, with state oversight, that individual or corporation should have the authority to do what is necessary to change the spiral of financial and operational demise. I mean, the school district did not get where it is today. Had it done what was necessary to have been done academically and financially, there would be no need for an emergency financial manager in the Detroit Public Schools, and that's the point I continue to stress. I'm here because, or the appointment is here because of the failure of the prior school boards as well as the administration to do what was needed to educate children and to right the financial and operational ship.
I heard the audio from a report from Tim Skubick, who asked you a question. He claims that during your tenure, the financial situation for the school district has not improved, contrary to what you say. How do you react to that?
Oh, that's an excellent question. I'm always glad to respond to that, because if one looks at the multi-millions of dollars, over $500 million-plus dollars, that I have taken out of the school district from its operations, the overall deficit would be significantly higher than where the deficit is today. I mean, just on the basis of waste and fraud, we reduced the budget by the operations by $6 million in weaning out those. I mean, just most recently, outsourcing the school maintenance and engineering services had a savings of $75 million over the next 5 years. Outsourcing of the bus services at $49 million over a five-year period of time. Taking illegal dependents out of our health care plan at a savings of $9 million. reducing our overall health care budget by about $38 to $48 million on an annualized basis. I mean, we have significantly reduced areas where we've had huge spending gaps. And were those things not to have occurred, then our deficit would be, according to my staff and my calculations, somewhere in the area of $500+ million. And so, yes, the deficit is there. I mean, we're losing about 10,000 students per year. I've closed 59 schools, and I can tell you that has not been an easy task at all, based on, you know, the community, the uproar, the threats to my own personal safety. Looking at closing an additional 30, perhaps 40 additional schools. And so, all of those steps, were not to have been taken, would clearly have increased the overall deficit of the Detroit Public Schools.
How much longer are you going to be on the job?
Until the 30 June of this year.
And then you will not come back?
Well, you know, I wouldn't say that. I mean, it all depends on what happens in the future. I mean, I'm just focused on what is, what is known in front of me as we speak, and in doing everything that I humanly can do to raise the, to increase the academic standards for all students within the system, and also to put in place a very solid foundation for the management of the Detroit Public Schools going forward, when there is no longer a need for an emergency financial manager.
Do you think you need to be on the job longer than June? Would you like to remain on the job past that date?
Well, let's see what the future brings. But I do know this, and I strongly believe in this, and that is, there's got to be a long-term. I mean, this school, fixing the Detroit Public Schools, is not a short game. It is a long game. And therefore, the financial stability is critical. The academic programs are critical, because you can't change those programs every year or every time there's a new leader. There's going to have to be some stability. And at the end of the day, I might add that the governance, the strength of the school board or whatever the governance structure, is also going to have to be stabilized as we go forward into the future. And that is working with the current school board so that they build the capacity and strength to manage the system without what you saw and what has been, traditional. It's not an urban legend that the school board in Detroit has been very, very dysfunctional over the past years and have contributed much to where we are today.
Robert Bob is Detroit's emergency financial manager. Mr. Bob, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.